Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thinking about the oil that's gushing into the Gulf, BP is going to try to kill off that undersea oil gusher later on today. But 200,000 gallons of oil per day gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. That's just a single day. And would we notice if this entire oil spill was simply that amount, 200,000 gallons of oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico? Well, 40 years ago, 200,000 gallons made it to Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, as a result of an oil barge which ran aground, causing an oil spill, the evidence of which you can still see. George Hampson is a retired scientist with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Falmouth, Massachusetts. Good morning, George.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. That spill in 1969, you can still see evidence of it in wandering around Buzzards Bay?
Yes. Keep in mind, you have to be a professional to see this. You have to take a core sample. You can smell it. It's only in certain areas. The area has cleaned up, per se, but we're talking 41 years.
And you don't have to be a professional crab or a professional barnacle or a mussel to notice the oil either, right?
No. And actually, it's more like a crab, a fiddler crab. The fiddler crabs are still impacted by this oil. They cannot dig deeply because the oil has penetrated deep into the sediments.
What was the kill-off that occurred at Buzzards Bay, and what are the permanent impacts in terms of loss of species or change in marine aquatic life?
The permanent, I'll answer the last one. The permanent are very, very few. I've told you about what's happened now after 41 years. However, during that time, it was led to believe that it would be all cured within 6 months. You'd never know it was there.
Wow.
It's 41 years later, and we knew this would happen for probably 5 years, but not 41. I mean, this is way beyond. So it was a test case. That's why this study is so important.
Now, describe the lessons that may be learned from doing a study of Buzzards Bay and apply it to the Gulf for us.
The most important thing is prevention, no question. If you were to ask me, George, what would you do now to solve this problem, I wouldn't have a clue. I think you have the best people in the world working on this. But you've got to make sure everything's in order. That's the most important issue.
So you sound pretty upbeat that at least people are trying as hard as they can down in the Gulf, and you've described the resilience of the ecosystem there around the ocean. But this is on a completely different scale. What worries you most about the Gulf based on what you know there in Buzzards Bay?
The thing that worries me about the Gulf is you have an emulsion with several layers of oil swirling around, and I don't think anybody knows the full impacts of that. That is going to be an experiment that has to be carried out.
You described 1969 as a silent autumn when that spill happened and all of the impacts from the oil. Is it going to be a silent summer, or is it going to be a silent decade down in the Gulf?
That remains to be seen. I do think if it does get in the marshes, you're going to see a change. That is to say, bird life and other species that normally make sounds and so forth would be eliminated. And you might experience some of the things that we did in the fall when it was very, very quiet.
George Hampson, retired Woods Hole scientist, thinking about a spill 41 years ago in Buzzards Bay and Cape Cod. More on the Gulf Spill site is Gulf Spill is on our website at thetakeaway.org, including...
To BP or not to BP, that is the question.
A soliloquy for an oil company written by Celeste Headley and read by our managing editor, Rob Hugh Jones. Go to thetakeaway.org.